We continue with our COVID-19 coverage this morning with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center. Joining us are Ron Peterson, President and CEO, Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. Ron, we'll let you start with the latest numbers this morning.
Hey, thank you, Brad. I appreciate that. The numbers are really looking good. There's 493,920 total COVID cases in the state of Arkansas. Active cases right now are down to 10,858, and that is down 3,367 from last week when we reported, so that's a very good number. Hospitalizations are down to 809, which is down 184 from last week, and patients on ventilators with COVID are down to 225, which is down 53 from last week. So all those are very good numbers. Total deaths in the state of Arkansas are up to 7,651. In Baxter County, we've seen a total cases of 5,649, and we are now down to 74 active cases in Baxter County. That's down 28 from last week, so that is great. And if you look at the Baxter County and the five contiguous counties to Baxter County in the state of Arkansas, we are down to 274 active cases, which is down 113 from last week. So again, all the numbers are looking really good. As a system, we have tested 33,022 individuals. We have identified 3,421 positives. That is up about 40 from last week, which is down from our average increase the last few weeks significantly, so that's a good number. We have seen a total of 910 admissions to the hospital due to COVID. We currently have 16 inpatients, which is down one, and here's kind of the exciting and good news. We currently do not have any in ICU, and we currently do not have any on a ventilator due to COVID, so that's really good news. Our employees, we've seen a total of 519 employees who have tested positive, and we currently only have 4 active employees with active COVID, and of course they're at home and in isolation, and so we're excited. That number is down from 13 last week, so that's a great number. And regarding vaccinations, there's a total of 1,330,933 individuals in the state of Arkansas that are fully immunized. That's about 52%, and that's up about 0.7% from last week. So our increase is slowing down there a little bit. We would like to see that increase a little faster, but still a good number. And in Baxter County, we're at 42.8% fully immunized, and Baxter Regional Medical Center has distributed 21,833 doses of vaccine.
All right. Well, Stephanie, let's talk about the latest information regarding COVID-19 vaccine boosters and who is now eligible.
Yeah, so you are eligible for the Pfizer COVID-19 booster vaccine if it has been at least 6 months since your second dose of the Pfizer vaccine and are 65 years and older and are a resident in a long-term care setting. If you're aged 18 to 64 years of age and have underlying medical conditions, or if you're aged 18 to 64 and are at an increased risk for COVID-19 exposure and transmission because of an occupational or institutional setting. And I want to make sure and reiterate that right now it is only the Pfizer booster vaccine that is approved. Moderna is not yet approved.
Tobias, does the hospital have plans to do a community-wide COVID-19 vaccine booster event for those eligible?
Yeah, Brad, we've been hard at work planning a community-wide booster event. You know, we were just kind of waiting for the guidance to come out, and hats off to Johnny Harvey and Chase Baker for leading the efforts there for us. But we do want to announce today that we will be holding a COVID-19 booster event on Tuesday, October 5th. That'll be held at the Baxter County Fairgrounds from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that will be the third booster doses of the Pfizer BioNTech 19 vaccine that will be administered. You have to be registered, so in order to register, please go to www.baxterregional.org/vaccine, and you can sign up online that way. For those that have difficulty signing up online or somebody that just wants to sign up via phone, we do have our call center available today and today only. If you'd like to call and register, that number is 870-508-3100. And again, that's today from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. They'll be taking those phone registrations. We've got four lines going there that are being answered, and we appreciate all the volunteers helping support and answering those lines. For those of you that attended our last large vaccine event and that are not yet eligible, not yet past your 6 month, please know that we are also planning an event for November. And as those details become available, we will announce them here and what our plans are for that November event for those not yet eligible. For those that do get signed up, please remember to bring your photo ID, your health insurance information, and a face mask. And again, that's at the Baxter County Fairgrounds on Tuesday, October 5th, and you must sign up.
Stephanie, will flu shots be offered with the booster at the community-wide COVID-19 vaccine booster event?
No, we will only be offering the COVID-19 vaccine at this time.
Now, will people that sign up for the vaccine booster event, do they need to bring their CDC vaccine card with them?
It is not required that you bring your vaccine card with you, but it is recommended, so we can add that booster dose information to your card. But if you don't have your original vaccine card, it is recommended to follow up with the local health department to get an official record from them.
Stephanie, one more quick question for you. This is the Pfizer, the booster shot. Does that mean the folks that get this, do they have to have Pfizer before, or does it matter if they had Moderna?
Yes, they have to have the previous doses need to be Pfizer.
Okay, good info. Ron, anything else we need to mention this morning?
You know, Brad, the numbers are really looking good, and it's easy for all of us to relax. But if you think about it, nobody knows where this COVID is going to go. Nobody knows if we're on a roller coaster and we're going to go back up because a new variant is coming, or if this is it and we're done. We can look back to the Spanish flu. Everybody can look at things and everyone can kind of predict, but nobody truly knows because it is so new to us and a new variant. So my advice is now's the time that we really take the precautions because we can smush it out. If you think about how viruses go forward, if they have no host to go to or to move to because you're wearing a mask or because you're washing your hands or because you're watching your social distances or you've gotten your booster or you've gotten your vaccine, then the little bit that's still here in the community will fade out. And that's really why, you know, we think about it and it's like, oh, we don't need to be wearing a mask today. The numbers are down. But when the numbers are down is when we really need to be doing those things. So I would encourage all of you to practice those social distancing practices.
Very good. Guys, great information again. Thank you this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Great job, Ron Peterson, Stephanie Free, Tobias Pugsley this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.